The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Marvelous Monday as we examine two great traits that come from children. Really? Yep. And ordinary people make the best vessels for God to use. And finally, without God's grace, we would never get it. Get it?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, first we're going to open with a little bit of an acknowledgement for Johnny Hill and the Men of God. All right, Johnny Hill and crew. That might be a good way to say it. Johnny's on the show very often. Great guy, great, wonderful brother in the Lord, learning, teaching, growing, developing his own ministry. But he has a company called Men of God Moving. If you need help with somebody moving you and you don't want them to charge you your right arm or anything beyond that, give them a holler. You can reach them by going to menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. menofgodmoving.com. And then you can also go to Facebook and type in Men of God Moving. They also have a link to our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Johnny will be on the show later on this week. I'm not sure what day yet. Get ready as more information is forthcoming. Okay. Let me check with Wonder Julie just to see how she's doing. How was your weekend? How are things going for you?
Everything was going fine until the storms came last night. And I have a German Shepherd that does not like storms. And so she gets in the closet. She knocked over a can of paint that the lid wasn't quite on. So when I got up at 3 o'clock, there was about a third of a gallon of paint on carpet.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had quite the evening. I mean,
was this morning at 3.
Wow.
So
I just don't even know how
when
to
when I leave here, I have to go rent a cleaning machine, a carpet cleaner.
I am so sorry you had to go through that. Yeah. But I do understand the dog part because as soon as it thunders or something happens with Levi, he starts to whine and then doesn't really wait to see what's in front of him. He just jumps into the bed and assumes we'll cover him. So I really do feel for you. It's as genuine as it can get. Do you know what holidays there are today besides
paint in your closet day? Paint in the carpet day.
That's a good one. Today is Act Happy Day, so I guess you can just put on a smile when you go and give them the money so that you can rent this. Okay. Yeah, that's probably not going to work. National Artichoke Heart Day. Got nothing there because I'm not an artichoke heart fan.
If it's in one of those creamy, cheesy dips, I can live with it.
Okay, I can buy that. It's dribble to work day, like if you have a basketball.
Okay, not out of the side of your lip.
I have nothing. Yeah, right. It's, well, this is radio talk show, so, you know, maybe. And then Giant Panda Bear Day. So I kind of like that one, Giant Panda Bear. Not that I have a giant panda bear. I just thought that was kind of cool. For those that want to know in regards to this particular day, the Wanderers won their first FA Cup, the oldest football, maybe soccer, competition in the world on this day in 1872. Wow. And on this day in 1926, Robert Goddard launched the first liquid-fueled rocket, which really has application to my brother-in-law since he works for JPL. He is actually a rocket scientist. And so I say, well, what keeps everything going? He goes, three gerbils running in a little cage, keeping the moon in its right place. It's the intellect we get around here. 1968, General Motors produced its 100 millionth automobile, the Oldsmobile Toronado, which my dad had one of those. How's that? That's a classic. And then just for those that just can't possibly forget this experience, 1994 on this day, so we're talking about 26 years ago, the Kerrigan Harding, Harding pleads guilty, admitted to meeting her boyfriend and bodyguard, attacking the Nancy Kerrigan girl and smacking her on the knee. And so remember that whole thing? How weird was that?
It was very strange.
That was very, very weird. Okay, a couple people want to know, Dave, before you go deep, because I am going to be doing something political today. Now, I have told you in the past, and I've warned you, and I have given as much warning on this as I can. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. I could care less, okay? I don't care if you're Baptist or Pentecostal. Don't care. Don't care. What I care about is political people using scripture to their advantage. And we're going to deal with that a little later on in this segment. But before we get there, I had a nice conversation with my brother Billy. My brother Billy is the one who actually led me to the Lord. We were talking as I was going home on Friday. And, you know, all the stuff that's going on with the virus and all this. And by the way, you should wash your hands. And let me say this. Even if there's not a virus, you should be washing your hands. That's just like normal procedure for human beings. Right. I mean, come on. But anyway, he said, well, what do you think? How would you sum up what our position should be as Christians in the whole process of everything that's going on? And this is what I came up with. So, I mean, it could be long and lengthy and theological, but it's not. It's really simple. Can put it on a bumper sticker. It's very simple. It's our Christian DNA. To follow that. DNA. Here it is. D stands for draw closer to the Lord. N stands for never be ashamed. A stands for always be ready. You get that? Draw closer to the Lord. That's D. Never be ashamed. That's N. Always be ready. That's A. That's our DNA. There's a lot of stuff that comes up, and there's a lot of scary stuff, and, you know, we're going to see how it shakes out. Well, I was really blessed because our church had service yesterday. There's a couple hundred people there, and everybody went there, and everybody just believed that, and that's not the way that it generally is going on. Big churches are closing down, doing online services. I understand that, but our church, everybody made their own conscious decision, and Noelle and I decided, hey, we're going. And somebody asked me about it. I said, I'd rather die at the altar than die in my chair. It's kind of like my attitude. But anyhow, the whole point is this. Have an attitude like this. Draw closer to the Lord. That's D. Never be ashamed. That's N. Always be ready. That's A. That's the Christian DNA. Like that. That's pretty good, huh? It would even fit on a bumper sticker. Small print, but I'm just saying. All right. Let me say this. So I'm not a big fan of a lot of things that take place politically in anywhere. So I'm just going to make this one point, and I am not saying this to pick a side or pick against a side or anything. It just drives me a little bit batty when people try to use scripture to further their position. And in an interview that took place just 2 days ago, Tom Perez, who is the Democratic National Committee chairman, made a comment about all of Trump's followers being wackadoodles, but he didn't use the word wackadoodle. He just used something, a minor version of it. And then he said this, and this is where it comes in, where I kind of lose my mind. He said, Matthew 25 is a pretty important teaching. And so he doesn't understand why people don't understand why they shouldn't be Democratic, because Matthew 25 is a pretty important teaching. Let me say something real quickly, okay? Matthew 21 through 24 is also a pretty important teaching. Matthew 26 through Matthew 28, also a pretty important teaching. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all important teachings. The book of Acts, important teaching. In fact, the entire New Testament and Old Testament are important teachings. It's all important. What I find amazing is that somebody like this will be quick to cast judgment on all of the Christians who don't agree with their political position, and then he'll try to cite the Bible, and then he'll go with the, it's pretty important in the scripture. Well, let me tell you something that's pretty more important by numerical standards. When John the Baptist came, he said, repent. When Jesus came, he said, repent. When Peter preached his sermon in Acts chapter 2, he said, repent. When Paul preached his sermons in Acts 13 and 17, he said, repent. You know what's more important than anything? Repenting so that you can access the kingdom of God, turning from your old ways. But I guess that doesn't fit the political narrative. I can't. Can you play that Bible beat down?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
It's now time for David Spoon's Bible Baloney Beatdown. Bible Baloney Beatdown.
I'll knock your brains out if you had any.
There it is. That's the part I like. And see, you think, well, Dave, that's a political guy. I don't care if he's political. I support the political parties in the sense of having that freedom to talk. Don't use and abuse God's word to try and make people feel guilty that they don't think like you. And then he went on to say he doesn't understand because they go and they go to church on Sunday. He goes, I don't know what faith they're worshiping. And my response to him would be, only a non-Christian would say that. That's my response. You don't know who we're worshiping. You don't know what we're doing. You don't know that we're acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as the way, the truth, and the life. By the way, I think John 14:6 really has a priority here. You don't understand that? The only reason you don't understand is because you don't get it, because you don't live in that realm. And it drives me batty. And you think, well, Dave, that's nitpicky. It's not nitpicky. You're going to hear me do one of these a week between now and forever because I'm getting tired of people using the Bible just so that they can justify their political position. Knock it off. Read it. See what it says. Give the full counsel of God. Don't select. Don't choose. You know, it's like the New York Times. They'll only use judge not. They won't use any of the rest of the verse, which says take that log out of your own eye, then you can see clearly to take the splinter out of your brother's eye. They never quote that part of the verse because it doesn't fit the narrative. The only way to know when this is happening is to know the word of God. And so we have all these people that bounce up and bounce down, and they're, you know, I believe, but, you know, I don't really read. Nah, I don't really read. It's not that important. Really? It's the book that God gave humanity. God created the universe. He can write a book. And if you read it, you'll know that when people like that make statements that are like bozo-ish, you'll be able to go, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. And that's what people need to be able to do. It's not like you got to be a scholar, but I find it amazing that people are like, well, I don't really read the Bible. Why not? That's where you get the story of salvation. That's where the gospels are. That's the gospel that saves you and keeps you. This is where the truth is. You shall, you know, it says, sanctify them in thy truth, Father. Thy word is truth. That's what Jesus said. And all scripture is God-breathed, which means it's the breath of God. The same breath that went into Adam went in to the book. 2 Timothy 3:16. Just read it. Just read it. It's there. It's there. Make an extra 5 minutes this week. Commit to reading your Bible. Don't let people manipulate around you, okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on, you don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses, he broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. Because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial-a-prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you going to tell me life's so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on, that's good. All right, here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where I'm having more fun on a Monday than anybody I know of, especially Wonder Julie, who's got paint in her closet. I think that's a drag. You can reach the show in the following way, 972-445-0770. I will not bite that I am aware of. We do have a trivia question that we're going to put up right. Is it right now? Yeah, I guess we're going to give you a trivia question right now. Here it comes. How did God make the people spread out across the earth right after the flood? How did the Lord make the people spread out over the earth? Remember, they all got together and they were pulling it together as one mind and one accord. What did God do? That is your trivia question. 972-445-0770. What did the Lord do to spread them out? 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, you can go to hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. We want to thank some of our ministry partners that have been stepping up with us, plus some of the people from the audience that have been giving. If you don't think $5, $10, $20 matters, you're wrong. Every dollar matters for us to pay the rent for radio and for where we live, that thing too. I do want to welcome Ladrell James, Ladrell has been on our show before. He came in with Johnny Hill, and he has a company called Illumistry. It's Illumistry Imaging. And for those that are thinking, I don't know if I can say that, we'll have it hooked up soon enough to our website. But if you go to Facebook and you type in Illumistry Imaging, Illumistry is Illumistry.com. Or if you put in Ladrell James, you probably can track him down that way. They are a production company focused on creating gritty, and he explained gritty. It was really a great job. Yet redemptive content to turn the hearts and the minds of the viewers towards the truth, towards Jesus. So we want to welcome them. I just keep it super simple. Illumistry, Illumistry. Okay. And they will be connected to our website soon enough. That's Ladrell James, who was with us on a show that we did, and we're going to get more information and get that going in your direction. Okay, again, the question is, how did God spread out the people after the flood? 972-445-0770. That is the question. How do you do it? How do you do it? Let's go into this little teaching. It's not really in-depth, but it is kind of fascinating. I will let you know and give you an update. Today is my first official day in school as in a PhD program. Today is the first official where you go in and you have to sign and commit your first and last born children. I'd have done that without the schooling. But anyway, I did that and I got that all squared away. And I've already got my first assignment done for this week, and I'm already halfway through my second assignment for next week because I'm a strange guy. Let's talk about this one passage in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 4. This has to do with the disciples and Jesus having a conversation about good characteristics. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of God?" Okay, see where the disciples are going with this? You know, how do we become great? I want to be great. What do we do to be great? I want to be a great person. Verse 2, he called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And when people hear this, they think, and I did this with my mother-in-law, it's like, see, I get to act ridiculous because I have to become like a child in order to get in. She didn't buy that, but I thought it was pretty good at the moment. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is there's two great characteristics that come from children that are something that you and I need to be aware of. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about somebody who's got the gift of gab when they're talking back. I'm talking about children in general, and there's two elements that are fantastic. One is humility, and the second is trusting. Now, listen to that. When you tell a child something as a parent, they believe. And when you are a parent, your child has a humble factor because there's many reasons why, but because you are the provider, you're watching over for them, you're giving them directions, you're saying no to touching the oven, yes to eating the ice cream, no to sticking the ice cream on their head, you're giving them these parameters. And that child yields and responds because there is humility in that child. And Jesus said, unless you change to become a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of God. You have to have a humility and you have to have a trusting factor. Does that mean that you are silent? I'm looking for silent in this. I didn't see that. But what it does mean is that you have a trust in your maker. And it does mean that we need to humble ourselves because as bright as we think we is, we's not. And the easiest way to understand this gets into Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 23. It says, the 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." For those that are all freaked out about gifts and different things like that, look at what the priority is. The priority is simple. The fact that you are saved is the greatest reason to rejoice, period. Verse 21, at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit. Remember, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. Through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children." See, the world is so wise in its own eyes. Remember, they ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they are wise when it comes to dark knowledge. We've invented more ways to kill people, and we continue to progress in that, for those that are wondering if that still goes on. Of course it is. But Jesus said, "Look, I just want to thank you, Father, that you have revealed this to these children. Because in comparison to God, we're just kids. We're little infants. We're little babies." And Jesus said, "Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are your eyes that you see what you see. The fact that you and I get to see and get and understand, that's a blessing. Guess what? Not everybody sees it. Not everybody gets it. Not even if you preach the gospel and do the best job and you Billy Graham it left and right, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean they're all getting saved. When Paul preached to the people in Athens, some mocked him, some said, "Well, think about it," and others got saved. Out of that group, it was a small percentage of people that got saved. And the reality check is that many people reject the gospel. That's just a fact. This is not about numbers. It's not about whoever has the most at the end wins. This is about who God is spending eternity with. And if you get the gospel, you're blessed. God has revealed this to your eyes. And to be frank and just to be honest about it, we're like little kids before the Lord. And so there has to be a trust and there has to be a humility. Because the trust is believing him for what he says. And the humility is the right position. Our Heavenly Father, he's the dad. I know some of you have bad images of dad and so on and so forth. Don't think of it that way. Think of it as the best possible dad ever in the universe that ever exists, and then times that by about 10 trillion. And now you're getting close. But look at what Jesus said. "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven." He bursts out full of joy from the Holy Spirit because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned. You've hidden them from the wise and the learned. Somehow, being the smarty pants in the world is not the system by which the Lord thinks things should operate. And because of that, it's better just to be as regular and ordinary as you can. And you think, well, why would that be? Because when you're less full of you, then you can be more full of him. Big struggle for me. Big struggle. Not any different than anybody else. Anybody else that's listening to my voice, you go through the same struggle too. I mean, let's be honest about it. But it's a struggle to go, okay, I got to empty myself. I got to step down and let him use me because I am a vessel. I want to be a vessel of silver and gold. I just think oftentimes I'm more like a vessel of straw. That's just my opinion of myself. But I still want to be used by the Lord. I still want to be somebody who the Lord uses in that capacity. Well, it doesn't happen often when you're so full of yourself that God can't get in. And that's what he's talking about. I was like, you know what? Take a deep breath. Relax. Humble yourself. Trust me. I'm going to teach you. Christianity is not for the pros. It's one of our biggest problems in this country is because we so idolize and we so worship people. I mean, we do. Because we worship people that we fail to see that people often fail and that only our eyes fixed on Jesus, only our eyes fixed on the Lord can get us where we want to get to, which is more of him, which is more of him in everything we're going through. But in order for there to be more of him, you know what there has to be? Less of us. That's why we have He Must Increase Ministry. It's got more of him, less of us. We're a mess. The good news is we're God's mess. And so if you stand before the Lord, yielded, humble, trusting, not trying to be a pro, but let him direct you, let him guide you, let him move you in the direction he wants, and let him be the dad, then you're on the right track. That's the place you want to be. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services.
Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it. Because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, 972-445-0770. We still have a trivia question, as we are now saying it, on the board. How did God make people spread out across the earth right after the flood? So after the flood and after Noah, all the people got together and they started to kind of like mold together, and the Lord separated all of them. How did he do it? That's the question we're asking. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Again, an invitation to go to HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. If you're able to give to our ministry, that's fantastic. If not, please pray for us. We would greatly appreciate it. And we're talking about different things that we can do to raise funds. We'll see what comes down the piperoo. Okay, what do we got? Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Bobby. I can't remember if it was Nimrod or Nero at the Tower of Babel. When he confused their languages, they all spread out.
That is correct, sir. That's right. He did. He confused their language, and that, boy, that's where that, you know, people talk about that theory, divide and conquer. As soon as people were divided and couldn't understand one another, they stopped building. It was over.
Right, yeah.
Excellent
job.
Yeah,
God didn't think it was right for them to all speak the same language and come up with this ideas and stuff and, you know, try to come up to his height.
Exactly. They were trying to build a tower to heaven so that they would not lose their name. And that's what God said, okay, that's enough of that. Bam, good job. Excellent job.
It was called the Tower of Babel because they were all babbling different languages.
Exactly. What's been really amazing is how in that situation you compare that to Acts chapter 2 when they're all talking a different language, but everybody understood them when the baptism of the Spirit was poured out and the Holy Spirit touches all the people, then you're like going, it's the exact opposite of Babel. It's like, wow.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, just a good point. All right.
Hey, David, enjoy your show. I got to get out of here at the feed store. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Good job. Excellent job. Excellent job. All right. Let's give a little bit of attention to some of our people who are our ministry partners. Let's give a shout out for Kimberly. All right, here we go. Kimberly Ellis, 972-965-8566 is her main number, but she uses this cool phone number so that you don't forget it. Because if you give me like 10 numbers, if I don't write it down, I look at you and I go, huh? What? I don't get it. Here's hers, 903-48-HOMES. Just think of like 48 homes. 903-48-HOMES, H-O-M-E-S. Isn't that great? 903-48-HOMES. Of course, she's attached to our website at HeMustIncrease.org, but you can call her directly. Just ask her questions. Doesn't matter if you're a first-time buyer, experienced investor, whether you're going through a foreclosure, whether you're trying to purchase a foreclosure, whether you're going through a short sale, whether you're trying to purchase a short sale. She knows. She's deep, deep, deep in the knowledge of real estate, and she will help you, and there's no commitment, no obligation. Just talk to her. Let her know that, hey, I heard you on the David Spoon Experience. Wanted to kind of pick your brain, see what's going on. 903-48-HOMES. That's it. Homes. I just think homes. Oh, okay. 903-48-HOMES. Big shout out to her. We're going to try and have her back on in the next, well, I don't know, might be this week, but it'll probably be next week. Okay. You ready? I'm taking a deep breath. I don't know why I'm so amped today. Oh, I know why. Because I drove down and it didn't take me 9 hours to get here. I kind of like that. All things work together for good. Acts chapter 4, verse 5 through 13 says this. The next day, the rulers and the elders and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the others of the high priest family. And they had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame, and we're being asked, how is he healed? Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus, I mean, just think about how this was going for these guys. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else. Did you see that right there? Salvation is found in no one else. No, I'll get there my way. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. Verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men. They were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. All of that set up for me to communicate to you that these guys were filled with Peter and John, filled with the Holy Spirit, uneducated, ordinary guys used to make one of the most powerful proclamations in regards to salvation through Christ alone that has ever been made, except for by Jesus himself. And it's so incredible that it was by fishermen, and you've got these scholars, and you've got these studious people, and they're just like going, what is going on here? And you think, well, how is that? How is it that these just ordinary unschooled, and you think, well, Dave, you're going for schooling. I am, and I'm doing it under the direction of the Lord. But I don't think that schooling is needed to do ministry, by and large, for anybody. I think what you need is a relationship with the Lord and to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I think you need the DNA of a Christian. The D stands for draw near. The N stands for never ashamed. And the A stands for always be ready. Draw near to God, never be ashamed, always be ready. That's what you need to be in a position like this. These guys were ordinary people. They were fishermen. We would say, for some people, they'd say, well, they're like ditch diggers. They would come up with all these stories. It's like they were laborers. They were this. Just think about how God can take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. 1 Corinthians 1:26 or 29, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. Like, wow. God takes the extraordinarily ordinarily and makes the ordinarily extraordinarily. That's what it is. And how is, because God does it. Nobody's jumping before God and going, I am super cool. I am great. I'm fantastic. You are a vapor. Paul, I mean, it was one great thing that our pastor preached yesterday. It's like, look, Paul, he was like, hey, well, I didn't do anything. Barnabas didn't do anything. God gives the increase. We're just hanging. We're just doing our thing before the Lord. What you need to see and what I need to see and what we need to walk in is that God doesn't need us to be he doesn't need us. I just remember my brother and I, God bless these situations, where we were young and we were like, gee, if God would just save Paul McCartney, then every person would be Christian. That's what we used to think back when that was big. I was like, it's not how it works. Because him or anybody that speaks, none of that matters. Only Jesus matters. There's one superstar. And what God loves the most is using regular people. I think he chose me because I'm exceedingly flawed. Not because I'm wise. I mean, I got a big mouth, but I think there's so many flaws in me. You pour water in me, I don't leak. I'm like a sprinkler. That's what I'm thinking. It's just like, guess what? God can use that. As long as you're honest about it and real about it. And that's what he does. And you think, well, what are you trying to say? That at the core of this, it has to be God who's doing this. And when we try to do it, we fail. We fall short. We cannot make it happen. I remember talking with somebody just very recently, and they were sharing about their sharing experience. And I just told them, I said, you can't save anybody. He's like, what do you mean? I said, you can't save. Only God saves. You can present the gospel. They can accept it or reject it. They can kick it around. They can make fun of it. They can do whatever they want. But only God saves. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. It is, not the people sharing it. There's few people that I have more respect for in my existence and in my life than Billy Graham. But he never saved anybody. Only Jesus saves. And we could be lights out, nothing, think that is nothing. God can't do anything with me. Took a few lepers and fed an entire country in a matter of hours. God can do whatever he wants. And always does. So that's the big part of that. Catch that. Even you and I understanding scripture, we'll talk about this in the next segment. Even you and I understanding scripture, it's not because you're smart, it's not because I'm smart, it's because God lets you. You think, well, that doesn't seem right. Tough. It doesn't matter. The fact that you get it is a blessing. The fact that you understand it's Jesus is a blessing. God acknowledges you're just a child, somebody he's revealed his truth to, and you're blessed because you see it. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know, if you want to get some of our music, the ins and the outs of our music, we have that at livinginhisgrip.com. It's free under the hymn, H-Y-M-N, file, project, thingy, link, whatever those things are. So we encourage you to do that. You are welcome to call the show, 972-445-0770. And say, howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. And Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. But as I've said before, if you're going online, you might as well just go to hemustincrease.org since everything is there. I'm going to be reaching out to Clint tomorrow. Let's have a shout-out for Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services, all from Mr. Restore. And if everything goes good, I'm going to reach out to Clint tomorrow. He will be on the show but via phone for our one-year anniversary, which is Thursday. Wow, it's been 1 year. You've had to put up with me. Here's all I can say about that. Anyhow, free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies, A-plus rated with the BBB, 50 years of restoration experience, and thousands of happy customers. You just go to Mr. Restore, like Restore, R-E-S, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, MrRestore.com. You can also connect through our website at HeMustIncrease.org. We have a link for them there as well. Don't forget about the Adaptive Training Foundation, an excellent and worthwhile and worthy ministry for those that have had dramatic things happen in their lives, especially losses of limbs. So we really support that. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to just kind of tail into this last little portion. We've been talking about being wise like a child, talking about humility and trusting being some key features, also understanding that as you go through Scripture, you get to find out that God's not impressed with the pros. The pros do not impress him. In fact, he likes the ordinary and can take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. We all like the little Sharpies marker. Well, God is not as impressed with Sharpies. Okay? One superstar in heaven, his name is Jesus Christ. And contrary to the play, he has risen. So the bottom line is understanding that all of these graces that we have and all of these moments really just, as simple as you can say it, they come from God. They're not because we're great. They're because he's merciful, gracious, and gives to us because he loves us. So Luke chapter 24, verse 30 through 32 says this. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? The Lord has to open it. You think, well, it doesn't sound like you're supporting a lot of free will. No, I think there's an enormous amount of free will. I just don't think you understand that from God's point of view, it doesn't operate like free will like it does from man's point of view. God's point of view is he knows what's going on. Man's point of view is we're clueless. And we need him to open things up for us to get it, to see, to understand. In John 14:26, get ready, because as Jesus ascended, he said, I'm going to pour out my Holy Spirit on the earth. This is what he said, John 14:26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit makes it clear and plain, brings it to your memory, brings it back to your spirit. Your old man is so in there going, bleh, 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 and it's just confusing and all that. And only by the Holy Spirit can you get it. It just can't happen any other way. 1 Corinthians 2:11 through 12, for who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. You don't get it without the Holy Spirit. I don't know how you can. You know, you got some people that are teaching the only way to unify everybody is through everybody having the same doctrine. That preaching is so old. It's about as old as the person is who said it. It's just ridiculous. There are seven factors of unity in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, and not one of them is doctrine. It's like, how do you just deny Scripture? And the idea is to understand that we have one Heavenly Father, we're blood relatives, we drink of one Holy Spirit, there's one Lord, there's one faith, there's one baptism. And most people are like, well, it's all of this, and it means this, it means this. Come on. You mean a guy next to you who has a different ecclesiastical order is an unbeliever because he doesn't see that scriptural governance the way you do? Give me a break. That's the dumb stuff. I mean, you think that that's what the Lord's going to be upset about? I was talking to somebody just recently, and it's like, well, if you don't say the way God's name exactly the way, so if you don't say El Shaddai, if you just go Shaddai, God will go, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you. You didn't say El. It's like, what kind of God are you serving? It's like the absurdity of some of this stuff is crazy. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, as for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. You know what the big message from the Holy Spirit is? Remain in him. Remember what we said? Draw close to the Lord. Draw close to the Lord. D. Never be ashamed. N. Always be ready. A. DNA. The DNA of a Christian is to draw close to the Lord, never be ashamed, always be ready. It's all through him. You know what you're going to do without him in the kingdom? Nothing. You're going to do nothing. This isn't a program that says, oh boy, God needs you. Maybe you should read Acts 17 where it says he doesn't need anybody or anything. That's what Paul said. You got theologians out there that are teaching God created us and he needed this and he needed that. And it's like, wrong. That's not God if that's the case. It's wrong. He doesn't need. He chooses. He doesn't need you. He wants you. And I know what they're going to say. Well, but he needs us to do the work and da-da-da-da. Yeah, well, if he really wanted you to do the work and you really weren't responding, he'd make you talk or look like a donkey. Okay? He could do that too. So, maybe we should pull it back a step. And my point in all of that is to understand that it's all grounded in him. He gives you that access. When you read your Bible in the morning, and I do this every day. I think it's something people should do. Before I open that Bible, I just say, Lord, talk to me. Speak to me. You know, encourage me, strengthen me. Let me catch something. Let me hear. Let me know. Let me understand you. Because it's his word. He's got to reveal it. He's got to step in there for it to make sense and work for me. I can't do that without him. I can't do Christianity without Christ, which is what a ton of Christians have been trying to do, especially those in the social gospel. It's like, oh, we could do Christianity without Jesus. It's just incredible. Yeah, I don't think I had my medicine this morning. That's all I'm going to say. It's like, come on. You need Jesus at the core of everything. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? From the Father, by the Son, through the Spirit. Okay. Or I don't care if you say from the Father, through the Son, or by the Son, and through the Spirit, and by the Spirit. That doesn't matter. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Got it. We drink of the same Spirit. We're blood relatives. We have one dad. You want to know what those unifying factors are? Look at Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. It'll tell you. And that's how it tells you to keep the unity, by the way. The bottom line is it all centers in Jesus. We need him to make sense of any of it. Okay? All right. Okie dokie, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.